Ireland have done it on Saturday. We completed a Six Nations Grand Slam with a 24-15 victory over England at Twickenham. Only the third time in history that Ireland have done it.
And Rory Best holds aloft the Six Nations Championship. Ireland have won the full set. They've got the triple crown. They've got the championship. And more importantly, for only the third time since they've been playing rugby for 140 years and more, have they won the Grand Slam.
Sports journalist Stephen Peacombe with us this morning. Stephen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you, sir?
What a result.
It was absolutely fantastic, Stephen. And you could hear the emotion there in Jim Neely's voice.
Yeah.
The context of this is that Ireland had only previously won Grand Slams in 1948 and 2009. Now they've done it in 2018. And Rory Best, Ulster's own Rory Best, was the captain. So what a historic moment for him. And also Jacob Stockdale, who scored the most tries ever in Six Nations history. He's an Ulster winger. He's only 21, Stephen. And this guy has got the ability, the talent and the potential to go on and take over the rugby world. He's that good.
He's from Wallace, isn't he? Formerly a Wallace player.
That's right. What a sensational entrance to Six Nations rugby for Stockdale.
Well, listen, we've got the former coach of Ireland's new superstar, shall we call him, Jacob Stockdale. He's with us this morning, Derek Suffren. Morning, Derek.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Here we have Mr. Peacombe here, Stephen Peacombe, Belfast Telly sports journalist, talking about our new superstar, Jacob. What was he like when you first spotted him?
Jacob in first form would have been a very talented young player, but he was, as he went through his years, he didn't excel early after that first form. He would have been on our B teams and on fringes of things. And it wasn't really until one summer he came back and had a huge growth spurt in his lower sixth year. And we played him on the wing in the first game. I think it was against Ballymena. And he scored, two or three tries that game. And we all looked at each other and then knew we had a player then, you know. But he certainly wasn't a player early.
Well, this is a little bit like me. I was on the B team and I started to excel at sport in later life.
Very good. He's certainly one that has excelled now, and hopefully the world's his oyster now, and hopefully he can kick on and stay grounded and go and try.
I heard a rumour, Derek, that Jacob had contemplated giving up rugby in his early years. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Yes. And it was in around medallion, that sort of under-15s sort of year, and he wasn't growing. You know, he was very good in first form, as I said, but he just wasn't growing. And I think he sort of lost a wee bit of the enjoyment factor, which I suppose is why he initially played. But we managed to keep him going, and here we are now. So, all credit to the coaches in the school that kept him going.
Isn't that incredible, Stephen, that here we are talking about Stockdale in the context of a superstar? And, he was on the B team in school in his early years. There's a story in this for any school kid in Northern Ireland, isn't there?
Someone who's not excelling
and what they might become if they just give themselves time.
Stephen, this is an inspirational story. This and a sliding doors moment in many ways that Jacob was thinking of giving up rugby, but he stuck with it, and fair play to his coaches at the school and fair play to everyone at Ulster Rugby as well who've helped him come through. He's a very modest, unassuming young man. Lovely parents, and this guy, you know, he's been the story of the Six Nations in so many ways. And there's kids playing loads of schools' cup finals today, Stephen, in rugby, in Gaelic, and in football. And he is an inspiration to them because he shows you what can be done with hard work, dedication, and talent.
Well, and Derek, maybe you can give me an insight into this. How much was he prepared to put in during the school years in terms of work?
Jacob was very, very dedicated. You know, he would have done three mornings a week and four afternoons a week, plus his Saturday, plus his analysis and stuff. And I think once he got his hunger back and he sort of realised how good he was, he certainly worked hard. And I think he's working really, really hard at the minute. And I think that's why he's getting his rewards.
And Wallace, your school must be really proud of him.
Yeah, very much so. I think the school takes a lot of pride in that. The school puts a lot of lot of time and effort and a lot of money into rugby, and it's times like this that everyone involved in rugby in the school can take a lot of pride from it, and certainly a lot of enjoyment watching them on Saturday.
And to another star now, Rory Best, of course, the captain of the team and a former Portadown College pupil. His teacher and rugby coach, Andrew Symington, with us this morning. Well, Andrew, what a result. What are your top-line thoughts?
Delighted. Absolutely delighted. Delighted for Rory, of course, and delighted for the team in general. Rory has come through our school system, and I've just watched with pride as he has progressed up through the various levels, the schoolboy levels and on, obviously up to the pinnacle of his career currently. Very, very proud. Very, very delighted for him. Delighted for him.
What was Rory like when you coached him?
I coached him at junior high, first of all. He was, let's just say, he was the typical front row forward at that stage. Not a lot of height and a wee bit more rotund in shape. And then I moved on to Portadown College, and Rory followed suit, and we progressed through together. So very, very good. He was a natural leader at that early stage. You just knew he was destined for captaincy somewhere along the line. Certainly when he came up into senior rugby, when he came up into his upper sixth year, he was the obvious choice for captain, and certainly excelled at that. Natural leader, very respected by his peers. And obviously, once he talked, everyone listened. You know, even back then, he was very articulate. You know, he was able to say what he wanted to say in layman's terms, you know, in simple words. And once he said it, the boys obviously responded well to him.
Stephen Peacham, we often talk about things wrong with Northern Ireland and things which divide Northern Ireland. Here's a proud moment for Northern Ireland.
It certainly is, Stephen. And Rory Best led the boys with class and character. You know, he has always been a natural leader. You only have to ask the Ulster players or the Ireland players what they think of Rory Best. And what he has done in leading Ireland to the Grand Slam is amazing. You have to bear in mind as well, Stephen, that he was in the 2009 side that won the Grand Slam. So Rory Best is a history maker. Ian Henderson is another Ulster player who played in that Ireland side at the weekend. He was absolutely fantastic. And you talk about sport. Rory McIlroy, he brought the Irish people together last night as well. His first tournament win in 18 months. What a performance for him. It was like St. Rory's weekend, not St. Patrick's Day weekend. And you know what, Stephen? Sport does bring people in Northern Ireland together. It's one of those few elements in Northern Ireland life where we can all smile about, because we always punch above our weight. What the Irish boys did on Saturday was absolutely fantastic. What Rory McIlroy does on a global scale, you've got people like Carl Frampton, Michael Conlon, Paddy Barnes, Ryan Burnett, all delivering in a boxing ring. And sometimes I do believe that our politicians could take a look at what the sports people are doing out there for this country, yeah, and perhaps take a lead from them.
Okay. Stephen and Derek and Andrew, thank you very much indeed.